Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you that listen to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you that are listening in Canada, Iraq. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in the Philippines. Welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast, Mexico, and every other country that is listening to the broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number. 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, amen, it is another blessed Sunday, another golden opportunity our Lord has given us to present the gospel to you, amen, and I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you, brother. How are you today?
Thank God for another blessed day, brother, another
amen.
Golden opportunity to come with the word of God today. Thank God
amen.
For you joining us. And once again, I must say this before we go any further, that we can once again provide some pain to that devil. Amen.
Yeah.
And for every wrong he's done, every cause, I pray that we can multiply the pain on him to let him know that the Lord is here.
Amen.
So praise be
amen.
To God. Amen. And we know that. Since we've been doing this on Blog Talk Radio, we know that he's been trying to run interferences and things in our lives, doing a little retaliation here and there. But thank God that by the Holy Ghost, brother, we're still standing. And
amen.
We're still in the opportunity of giving the word of God, and still this door is still open. So I thank God, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So I'm going to ask my brother if he will open up with a opening prayer, and then I'm going to begin a teaching, and then my brother is going to come behind me. We are on the Holy Spirit. This is actually, I got it, part 5A. Last night, I had it for part 5, but amen, we wanted to give in to what the Holy Ghost gave. And so my
yes.
brother talked to you concerning Halloween, because once again, God will... Well, it's about the Holy Ghost, people. So you're going to find that from time to time that we may be about to do something. The Holy Ghost might tell us, hey, I want y'all to tell them about this right now. So you're going to hear us doing that, because the most effective message we can give is the one that is given by the Holy Ghost at the moment. Okay? So
amen.
Without further ado, I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer. Go ahead, brother.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we humbly come before your face, Lord Jesus. As little
yes,
children,
Lord.
O Lord God, hallelujah, as knowing nothing, O Lord God. Father, we ask you to teach us, Lord Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. Enlighten us, Lord God, by your Holy Ghost, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, rain down us,
yes,
open
Lord.
Our minds, souls, and spirits, Lord God. Father, your Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. Father, as we
yes,
make
Lord.
Room in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits to hear your word, Lord Jesus, we give our ears to you, Lord Jesus. We give our attention to you, Lord God, in the name
yes,
of the
Lord.
Lamb. Thank you, Lord
in
Jesus, and your angels, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
That they may stop all interference of the enemy, all
yes,
hindrance
Lord.
Of the enemy. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name, we pray,
name
and we give
Jesus.
You the honor, praise, and the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I would like to begin in the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and I want to read verses 15 to verse 20. The book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to verse 20. And as you all, if you have your Bibles, as you take your time to turn there, we are on the Holy Spirit, part 5A tonight, and we're still dealing with the work of the Holy Ghost within the believer. Okay, within the believer. And Amen. My brother and I have been talking to you about that, the work of the Holy Ghost within the believer, especially salvation, born again. Well, tonight I want to talk about, there's another thing he does when he works within the believer, and it is for fruit bearing. Fruit bearing. And I want to mention that we are here in Matthew chapter 17 to verse 20, and the word of God says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." Now, the first thing we need to take heed to is that how, you know, there's when the Lord is really working on getting a point over to you, he will repeat some things. And he's not repeating them because he's forgot what he just told you a second ago. He's repeating it because he's getting this point over to you. And one of the things he's getting over to us, how he kept saying, "And by their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them." Man. Now, this is connected to when he says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves." Now, when we know about clothing, is that you put clothing that is on the outside of your body, okay? So nobody put no clothes on inside their body. Something ain't right if that's going to be happening, okay? So the clothing goes on the outside. So what he's telling you is that these false prophets, outwardly, they're going to act like sheep. He said, but inwardly, they're raving wolves. So Jesus stressed on the inward. Do we understand that? The inward is the most important thing. The outward can be used for deception. And he said these false prophets, outwardly, they're going to be like pretending to be like sheep, humble in the open, outwardly looking like they humble. Oh, my goodness, they must be of God. He said, but inwardly, they're going to be raving wolves, okay? And then he starts stressing on the fruit.
Amen.
Okay? Because once again, the most important is what? Inwardly. What comes from within shows on the outside. Okay?
That's right.
And so he started talking about a good tree bring forth good fruit. It cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. And an evil tree will bring forth evil fruit. It cannot bring forth good fruit. So now he's talking about these fruit. And so what he's letting you know is how important these fruits are. Okay, this is the whole nine yards, people. Okay, the fruits, he's stressing on the fruit, and he's telling you, say, hey, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is what? Hewn down and cast into the fire. Okay. Now once again, this is a result of a work inwardly. Okay. Now let's look at this good fruit for a minute. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Let's look at this good fruit. Galatians chapter 5. Paul is, God used Paul to talk to the Christian in Galatia. And he began to talk to him about a couple of important things in this fifth chapter. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And he says, the word of God says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Do we see that? Now, the fruit of the Spirit. Now, this is, here's something we want to understand. Number one, when it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, number one, it's the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Okay? It's the fruit, it's the nature or character of God, which the Holy Ghost already have within. Okay? But it's also supposed to be the fruits that come from your spirit if you're born again. Do we understand that?
Amen.
I'll say it again. First of all, by it being the fruits of the Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, of God's Spirit, okay, that reflects the nature or character of God. But secondly, it's the fruits that's supposed to come forth from your spirit, okay, if you're born again. And
Amen.
So Jesus said that everyone, every tree, because he referred to people symbolically as trees, he said every tree that bringeth not forth what? Good fruit is hewn
Amen.
Down and passed and cast into the fire. And we see out of this good fruit, the first one is spoken is love. Well, why is love
Amen.
Spoken? Because all these other fruits flow through it. It's the greatest one, okay? And he said, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is self-control, against such there is no law. Okay?
Amen.
These fruits supposed to be coming forth evident, showing in the life of the believer, coming from within. Okay? Coming from within.
Amen.
Because when you read his fifth chapter, he begins to differentiate between the fruits of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. And then he tells us a few verses before that, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the people, the evil tree that brought forth the evil fruit, had to be the ones who was walking in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because when you walk according to the Spirit, you will bear what? The good fruit. The fruits of the Spirit mentioned here in verse 22. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So this is the work of the Holy Ghost within the life of a believer. Amen. Now let's go to Romans chapter 5. Once again, I'm running these scriptures by you, and then I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother and let him come forth with what God has given him. Romans chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 5, okay? Romans chapter 5, amen, verse 5.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the word of God says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love, okay, did we see that? Of who? Of God. When it said the love of God, the word of can signify originated from. So this love originated and came from God. Now, understand this. This love is not natural human love, okay? This is the agape, the God kind of love, okay? He said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad where? In our hearts. Okay?
Amen.
In our hearts by something. By what? The Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Do we see that? So the Holy Ghost was put into our spirit, and God's love, which reflects his nature and his character, was shed abroad in our spirit. Okay? Glory be to God. So the
Amen.
Holy Ghost is connected to that, because we are told here that this love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Okay? So since he is in our heart, especially according to the book of Corinthians, since he is in our hearts, then it would stand to reason he is to do a work in our hearts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is where the fruits of the Spirit come in at. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Now, let's talk about for a minute, how is this How's this process and this thing going to come about? Well, let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 11. And we're going to have one more verse after this, and then I'm turning it over to the hands of my brother because I know he's raring to come forth with the word of God. And I know the devil's back there in the background saying, no. Well, that's good, devil. We're going to disappoint you tonight. Amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28. And the word of God says, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall. If we didn't go any further, that said a lot right there. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall. But
amen.
The righteous shall flourish as a branch. Now, you might say, well, Brother Nate, wait a minute. I thought you were going to say, how is this process of the fruits of the Spirit and the Holy Ghost working in you? How is this going to come about? How is this going to be done? Well, and you say, why do you bring us to this verse here? I brought you to this verse for a reason, because of the next verse we're going to go to. Now, when we was in school, there was a word called simile. Simile. And a simile was defined as a figure of speech comparing two unlike things. Okay? I say that again. A simile, and we learned in school, was a figure of speech where there was a comparing of two unlike things. And the way that you can tell the two things are being compared, you look for the word like, L-I-K-E, or as, A-S. So if we go back and read that verse again, it says, he that trusted in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. So the righteous is being compared to a branch. Are we still together? Amen. We still together. Hallelujah. So, by that being the case, let's go to our final scripture. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Glory to God. John chapter 15. Hallelujah. Boshita. Now I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 5. John chapter 15, verses 1 to verse 5. And the word of God says, and this is Jesus talking, because we know that for the majority of your Bibles, especially the King James Version, anything put in red, it lets you know straight out, this is the Lord, this is Jesus talking. And he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch, that means he didn't leave out none. He didn't say some branches. He said, every branch in me, got to be in him now. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now, we already talked about what that fruit is. That fruit of the Spirit. Don't bear that right fruit. Okay? So he said, every branch in me that beareth not, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he what? Purges it. Oh. Why, Jesus? That it may bring forth more fruit. Oh. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, oh, really? Except it abide where? In the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Verse 5, he said once again, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, glory to God. And I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now you see, for a second witness, why did I take you to Proverbs 11? To let you see that when Jesus is talking about people, he symbolically calls them different things. Now, when we open up in Matthew 7, people is referred to as trees. Now, he referred to people, and not just any people, his people, as branches, okay? That's why we read in Proverbs that we told that the righteous shall flourish as a branch, okay? So now here, we get the second witness,
And notice, once again, as I said at the beginning of the study, whenever you see Jesus repeating something to you within the confines of scriptures, he's trying to get this point over to you, okay? Not only is he establishing it, but he's getting this point over to you. He is not repeating himself because he forgot what he told you a minute ago. That's not why he's repeating himself. And so one of the things he tells us that you notice within the five verses is that he had to tell you he was the vine and you are the branches. Now, if we have learned anything about vine and branches, we learned that a vine nourishes a branch. And it nourishes it to cause what? Fruit to come from where? Within.
Right.
To what? To come to the outside. Glory be to God. So it cannot bear the fruit without the nourishment that comes, glory to God, from the vine. It can't do it. That's why he said right there. He said, I'm the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. Verse 4, he said that you abide in me and I in you, the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. He said, you can't do it by yourself. Amen. You got to have some help working on you on the inside. And remember he said in Romans 5 that the Holy Ghost was shed abroad where? In our heart. The love of God was shed abroad in our heart by his spirit. Amen. So when it's dealing with fruit bearing, that's the work of the Holy Ghost within. Okay? But understand Lord. This. Yes. Glory to God. He can only do that work when, get this, you allow him. Uh-oh. Oh, man. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. Because remember, God is a gentleman. Okay? And he doesn't take nobody against their will. He wants to do the work in us. But if you don't allow him, he can't do it. Okay, some people might have got upset when I said that. Because, you know, you got people out there, brother, saying, well, you know, God can do anything. I said, yes and no. What do you mean, yes and no? I said, well, by his ability, he can. I said, but by his word, he can't. What you mean, huh? I told you. He's not going to violate his own word. You can rest assured.
Right.
He's not going to violate his own word. So when you come out of saying God can do anything, I have to find out from you exactly what you're talking about. Because if you leave that statement like that, I have to disagree with you. Because if that be the case, like Brother Hagin said, how come God don't make some of you pay your tithe? If he can do anything, how come he don't make you pay tithe? Okay? But see, that's, once again, that's a choice, okay? You choose to obey or disobey. It's your choice, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. The work of the Holy Ghost within, fruit bearing, okay? That we may bear fruit. And how is he going about to do it? He said it, verse 2. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. Purging in here meaning to cleanse. Uh-oh. Yeah, we know that don't. Sometimes that ain't sitting too well with us, brother. Sometimes it ain't sitting too well. You need to cleanse it, but sometimes it ain't sitting too well. From that, sometimes that cleansing start making you feel uncomfortable. You got to have it if you're going to bear some fruit, okay?
Yeah.
You got to have it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, people don't want to hear that. That's when they start throwing the eggs and the lettuce and tomato until you get off the stage and start booing you. When you start saying stuff like that. But he said he purges it. Get this, that it may bring forth not just fruit. He said more fruit. So in other words, don't get settled on having a little fruit. He's going to purge until we fully blossom with fruit, okay? So he's purging that we may bring forth more fruit, okay?
More fruit.
Some people comfortable with just a little. Well, I just gave a little fruit. He ain't going for the little. He ain't going for the little. What did the Bible say? Till we all come to what? To the fullness of the statue of what? Of Jesus. Got to come to
Jesus.
The fullness, okay?
Yes.
Amen. I'm telling y'all myself too. This includes me. I'm not just talking to y'all. This is including me, everybody. Everyone that's being a born-again believer. Amen?
Yes.
The work of the Holy Ghost is to work in you as a believer to bring forth fruit. The love, joy, peace, meekness. Not to bring forth adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and drunkenness. That's not the work of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And this is why Paul told you that in the book of Galatians chapter 5. He let you know, say, hey, now, I don't want you to get this confused now. You know, when you talking about, you going over there fooling with that married person, talking about God, the Holy Ghost led me to go with them over there. Ain't no Holy Ghost led you do that. That's your flesh. Amen?
Amen.
That's your flesh.
Amen.
He said,
Amen.
But the fruits of the Spirit are, and he names it. Amen. He names it. So the Lord said, I don't want you to get confused now. You know, so I'm going to let you know, you know, what you try to call the Holy Ghost is the flesh. Okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, the work of the Holy Ghost within, another work it does, fruit bearing. To help us bear fruit. We were told by Jesus, we are the branches, and you cannot bear them of yourself. Okay? You can't bear them of yourself. We can't do it. The work of the Holy Ghost, that's another reason why he put the spirit of his spirit in our heart, to do the work so we can bear that fruit of the Spirit. And I want to say this before I turn it over to my brother. See, you know one of the reasons why, if I had to put it top on the list, why we having so much disorder in the church? Lack of fruit bearing. Oh, yeah, lack of fruit bearing. Amen. The stuff that people doing in the services, rising up against the pastors and leaders and pastors and leaders cussing up in the church, and then you got people twerking and doing everything. What's happening? Lack of fruit. Lack of fruit. And talking about this is the church of love. I'm talking about what love you talking about. You ain't talking about the love of God. There ain't no way in the world you talking about that. I mean, God ain't having you twerking and jumping around and you passing behind a full pit saying cussing words to try to get everybody around. Wow, wow. That ain't the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Whenever that's not the fruit of the Spirit, you can rest assured it's going to be some disorder, some contention, some confusion, you name it. You're going to have that.
Amen.
When the fruit's being born, you got peace in the valley, brother. You got peace in the valley. Things going smooth and flowing by the Spirit of God can flow, wow, flowing right through there. But when it ain't the right fruit bearing, oh, man. Oh, my gosh. No. Help us. Help us, help us. I don't like what you said. And you be looking at me when you preaching. And I don't like that. Next thing you know, everybody will get riled up. In the service. Ain't no fruit bearing. That's not the fruits of the Spirit. Okay?
Amen.
Jesus said you are known by their fruits.
Yes.
And see, whether it's good or evil fruit, a fruit takes some time to grow on the tree. So you got to sit back and watch this thing. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't no fruit popping up on that branch immediately. It's over a little course of time. So he said, by their fruits, you're going to know them. So you got to sit back and look. That's why he said about the false prophet, he said, they come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. On the outside, they look like they're so humble. Hey, praise the Lord. Yes, we love you, brother. And next
Amen.
Thing you know, you turn around and having to run from a knife. Okay,
yes.
Because they chasing after you with it. You're like, wait a minute, I thought we were brothers. I never did like you. And then they chasing after you, trying to stab. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Not the right fruit bearer. So, praise be to God. Thank God for the word of God. And now I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Oh, brother, I was just enjoying myself. You should have kept going. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank the Lord for his word. You don't mind if I piggyback, do you?
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Like my brother just got through telling you about the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father
Amen.
Is the husband. Hallelujah. He's the one that sent me. Glory to the Lamb. And I am the true vine. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that it might bring forth more fruit. Now, what does purge it mean? Remember I was talking about you got to be cleansed. You got to be washed, okay? And there's more than one washing, okay, that you get, okay? That's the washing
Amen.
That you receive daily from the Lord
yeah.
that brings you ever closer to God, okay? Things got to be purged out of your life. And like my brother just got to be telling you, it's a process. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. What is a process? That means it takes time to do it. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that you might bring forth fruit, okay? And then he told you what the fruit was. Hallelujah. He told you from Galatians 5:22-23 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, right?
Amen.
And tell you there's law against such. That means God wants you, that's what God wants you to do. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Now, Jesus is saying this to you because all this whole 15th chapter is devoted to this, okay? Hallelujah. And it tells you what kind of what you become if you're not a branch. I mean, that bringeth forth fruit.
Amen.
What's going to happen? Well, you're going to get broken off. You're going to fall out.
Amen.
Jesus. You're not going to be able to abide
yes,
in him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Because you got to
yes,
abide
Lord.
In him even as he abide in you, okay? And hallelujah.
Yes,
when he, and if you don't bring forth no fruit, if you don't bring forth these things, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, if you don't bring forth those things, you are not bringing forth the fruit of God. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. But you have to make room for Jesus to purge you in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're satisfied with a little touch, God can't make you move from there. It has to do with your will, okay? You have to seek him. If you're thirsty and you don't know you're thirsty, are you going to reach out for water? But if you're thirsty and you know you're thirsty and you say, hey, I need some water.
Yeah.
Jesus, give me some water. I'm thirsty. I'm hungering.
But Amen.
He would be there starving on the vine. He'd be there starving on the vine, okay? And that's because, and the reason why you're starving because you're not doing what God told you to do. And you're not making room for love. You're not making room for joy. You're not making room for peace. Because you got to work on these things to bring them forth, okay? Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
You got to purge yourself constantly. And you got to deny yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, the Word of God is talking. We were talking about that the other night, about you got to deny yourself. You got to come away from what? Flesh. Flesh can't
Amen.
Have no part in this. Flesh has to be subdued. Your flesh
Amen.
Has to be subdued, okay? Hallelujah. And do you know what the work of the Holy Ghost? The work of the Holy Ghost is to lead you. Hallelujah. Remember
Amen.
We told you? Hallelujah. This 14th chapter, this 15th chapter, this 16th chapter, this 17th chapter of John, the Holy Ghost is supposed to lead you. It's supposed
Amen.
To guide you. It's supposed to direct you. Hallelujah. And to all truth. And what is it supposed to do? It's supposed to qualify you to be what? A fruitful branch. In the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. It's supposed to equip you, hallelujah, to do the things that God wants you to do. Because by these things, by love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It empowers you to do all the things that you have to do for Christ. Without these, you cannot do the work of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
If you're not bearing the fruit of Christ, you cannot do the work of Christ. And if you're not bearing the fruit of Christ, then you're going to dry up and you're going to fall off. Jesus don't have to knock you off. He don't have to break you off. You're going to break off.
Amen.
You know why? Because you're abiding in your own self. And you're looking for your own self for substance. And yes, there's no substance in you. Okay? There's no water in you. There's no food in you. You won't got nothing. Okay? You're just a branch. And the only way you get your branch, the only way you get your food is through the what? The vine. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
now,
Lord.
Jesus said unto his disciples, this is the 16th chapter of Matthew, the 24th verse. The 24th verse says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's purging. That's purging.
Amen.
That's washing.
My Lord, yes.
That's making room for Jesus in your life. Because why? You're killing the old man. And as long as you're killing the old man, you are making room for Jesus Christ to come further and further into your life. You're making more room for him. You are like doing like the Israelites did when they went and they conquered all the land before them, hallelujah, except for a few. Well, it's up to them. It's up to you. It's just like it was up to them to conquer all those nations before them. It's up to you to conquer your flesh. That's why you crucify your flesh. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's how you purge your flesh, okay? By denying yourself, hallelujah. What is yourself? Your flesh. Your emotions, your mind, your mindset. You got to die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to continue to die until you're dead.
Amen.
Does it make sense? Hallelujah. Mark 8 chapter, the 34th to 36th verse says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. That means that you got to lay down your life. Your life don't belong to you anymore. Who does it belong to? It belongs to Christ. Since he is the vine and you are the branch. Get
Amen.
Straight. You ain't no boss. You ain't you ain't got no rule anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Your old man ain't got no rule no more, not unless you let him have it. But that's up to you. Thank you, Jesus. And you can get as much Holy Ghost as you want. But
Amen.
It's up to you. Thank you, Jesus. If you want to stay at that low level and you just want a little dab, you just want a little dab of Holy Ghost, and you just want a little touch of Holy Ghost, you just want a little drop of Holy Ghost, you just want the same Holy Ghost, the initial Holy Ghost that brought you to Christ, that's all you want, and you satisfied with that, God can't make you move on. That's not his desire that you stay there. But that's up to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to overcome the things that come to your life. Thank you, Jesus. The 36th verse says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" That means you might end up losing your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Because we don't understand what's at stake. you don't understand what's at stake, that Satan is the one that's puffing you up, trying to get you to fight against God. Now, I ain't want to go no further than that. All I want to do is just
Amen.
Have a little, a little Holy Ghost. I don't want to give my whole life to Christ. I don't want to. I don't want to stop having my same my old worldly friends. I want my worldly friends, and I want to still have fun. I want to go out there. I want to shake it loose.
Yeah.
I want to shake it loose. I want to shake it down. I want to get down with the devil. I want to dance with him.
Amen.
Now I'll tell you what. If you dance with him, you're gonna have to pay the piper.
Yeah. Amen.
That ain't scripture. Paying the piper ain't the scripture, but you know what I mean, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. That's scripture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you're gonna pay the piper. If you play with the devil, you're gonna have to pay him. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 10:18-23 says, and Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none,
yeah.
Hallelujah, there is none good but one, that is God. Now, the reason why Jesus was telling him that, Jesus wasn't saying I ain't good. Jesus said, you don't know if I'm good. You just trying to slide up to me like a little devil.
Yeah.
Trying to smooth me over. You're trying to butter me up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You think you're gonna speak some smooth words to the Lord and lay him down. Thank you, Jesus. 19th verse says, thou knowest the commands, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not one not Hallelujah. Honor thy father and mother. And the young rich man says, he answered and said to him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Hallelujah. So he's saying, I kept the law. Well, we know that nobody kept the law, right? But Jesus, right?
Amen.
He's the only one that kept the whole law, right? But this man said,
Amen.
I kept my youth. He lied. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's pride right there. See that show how he the pride he just showed, and he lied and he showed pride. Okay. The 21st verse says, then Jesus beholding him loved him. Jesus loved him. Okay. Jesus always, he's always straight. He's always sincere. He's always right. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross, and follow me. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I thought he was a good master. Well, we're going to see. 22nd
Amen.
Verse says, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He wasn't willing to give up his riches for Christ. See?
Amen.
That was his stumbling right there, okay? And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Now, Jesus didn't say, the one saying that ain't no rich people getting into heaven. That's not what he's saying.
Right.
Hallelujah. He's saying it's going to be hard for a rich man to enter into heaven because he's going to have to not confide in riches, not love riches, okay?
Amen.
Now, you know Job was the richest man in his time. Job was the richest man, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He had the most. He had the most cattle. He had the. He had the best. The best kids. Okay. He had a good wife. Okay. He supposed to be had a good wife. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he had all this property that he had, right? Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. So that go to show you that you don't have to be poor to serve Jesus. Jesus ain't telling you to be poverty stricken. That's
Amen.
Not what God said. God wants you to have the things of the world. He wants you to have them. Right? Why? Because he wants you to be able to do things for him, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And the reason why God don't let people have things sometimes because it'll turn their heads all the way around. 360
Amen.
Degrees. Okay?
Amen.
They'll stop following Jesus, and they'll be following those riches, okay? Hardly do anybody get money, and it don't change them. Very few people,
yeah.
the money don't change. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this is the 23rd verse. Hallelujah. Luke 9:23-27. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. What? Take up his cross what? Daily? That means day by day. And follow me. Crucifixion
Amen.
Every to me, you mean crucifixion every day? You mean bearing the burdens of every day? All that means is that you have to get rid of the old man, you have to kill the old man, you have to deny the old man, you have to deny him and kill him every day. You got to put a stake through his heart.
Okay.
Pound it real good, okay? Put that devil way down under, right? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That devil don't give up. Thank you, Jesus. And in John, the 7th chapter, the 37th to the 38th verse. Hallelujah. John 7, chapter 37 to 38 verse says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. That means that you can drink if you want to drink. If you want the Holy Ghost, if you want more of the Holy Ghost, if you want a double portion of the Holy Ghost, all you got to do is make room. But people ain't willing to pay the price, you know?
Yeah.
Brother Terrell, he had a little song out says, who's gonna pay the price that Jesus said you had to pay? Okay?
Right.
Who's gonna pay that price that it takes to get what you want? A lot of people, they want the double portion of the Spirit. They want the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, but they don't want to pay the price. And they don't want to die to get it, okay? You have to die to become like Christ. That means the old man, unless the seed die and fall into the ground, hallelujah, it's going to do. It's going to perish. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
At 38 verse says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers. Now get that now. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's a promise that came right out the mouth of the Lord, hallelujah, the Savior, the Messiah. That promise came out of his mouth. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What he said in the 14th chapter of John, he says, ask. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
He's referring to the Holy Ghost and things like that, okay? If you want more of the Holy Ghost, Jesus wants you to have more of the Holy Ghost. He wants you to be filled. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
It's a process. You can't just because you say, give me the Holy Ghost. You got to make room for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That means part of you have to, as the Holy Ghost move in, part of you got to move out.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen.
There ain't room there for you. yourself and the Holy Ghost. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. It ain't room in there for the old man, for flesh. Glory to the Lamb. It's only room in there for one, okay? Thank you, Jesus. There can only be
Amen.
One ruler. There can be only be one head. Thank you, Jesus. And it cannot be you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, at that juncture, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to give it back over to my brother's hand in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Thank you, brother. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word that my brother brought. Amen. And I pray that all you've been listening would let it be cultivated in your hearts as we continue to bring the word of God again to you about the Holy Ghost. Like I said, we want you to get it. But more importantly, we want you to understand, you know, what has to be restored. When we
yes.
get into talking about the work of restoration, you need to understand what has to be restored, okay?
Yes.
There's
yes.
things that happen in that
yes.
falling away that
yes.
affected
yes.
the body of Christ as a whole.
Yes.
And like I said, you have many saying that nothing happened to the church, it continued with us. And then you have others saying, no, it continued with us. Okay? I'm here to tell you, no, it didn't. Okay? No, it didn't. And there were some
Amen.
Things that was lost, some things that had to be taken. And so the Lord said, all things have to be restored.
Amen.
And that includes the working of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Now, I know some of you probably ain't getting that right now, but you will as you ask the Lord. I'm not saying that the Holy Ghost ain't doing nothing right now, but there's greater things that he is to
yes.
do.
Yes.
But see, the body as a whole has to get in the place to receive it. Okay? And we haven't got in a place yet. Why? Because we are so divided. Okay?
Amen. That's right.
You know, some of us think that just because we spoke a word the other day and a mountain fell, that there was all the power. That was it. No greater power can be given. Well, see, you're wrong. Okay? You're wrong.
Amen. Right.
You just got a little taste. That's what you just got a little taste. Okay?
Amen.
And plus, look at it. We're not operating like the Book of Acts church was.
But we're not.
I mean, they had so much power, you lied, you died. That's what happened. You lied, and you don't believe me,
yeah.
Ask the husband and wife team, okay? If you lied, man, that it was so much power flowing with them, that stuff wasn't tolerated.
Amen.
And see, now what you got today? All kinds of lying going on in the church. All kinds of lying, everything under the sun. Why is that? Because that shows you that we're not operating under the power like it was in the Book of Acts.
Amen.
I mean, God is doing something here and there, but we're not operating under that full power yet.
Yet.
And see, God has to get a people prepared, because I'm going to tell y'all
yes.
something. The people he's going to have prepared, they're not going to be denominational-bound people, okay?
Amen.
Because, see, that's one of the things that's holding us back from truly coming together. Some people have that denominational mind. I'm a so-and-so. We don't believe like y'all, blah, 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 and therefore we can't get together. And fail to understand that it grieves the heart of God.
Yes, it does.
To see his children like that. Now, of course, the devil in the corner hung out, hip, hip, parade. You go, boy. You keep talking like that. Now, he's in the corner, you know, cheering you on with that kind of mentality. But, see, not God. And God
Amen.
Said, I got to have a people. Amen. And that's one thing that the devil is really scared of, people. He really scared of that church, that body that's going to come together and be truly unified. See, he ain't
He's a little scared of some of the stuff going on today, but not fully, because he know we're not together. Okay? And he know that as long as we're separated, we can't operate in the full capacity of power that God has available for us. Which means that he can still do some of the stuff he's doing. He can still have people in bondage like he got. Okay? And we coming to him saying, all right, Mr. Devil, you better turn him loose with our knees shaking. Okay? And he just laughed. Okay? Because he know he ain't got to go nowhere on no kind of fear like that. Okay?
That's
but,
right.
Hallelujah. So for any of y'all thinking that you okay, because you spoke a prophetic word the other day and it came to pass, and you think you just got it all. You just got a little sip of the coffee, okay?
That's right.
You ain't even drunk a quarter of the liquid yet, okay?
That's right.
The power that God wants to manifest through his people, you know, is going to be mind-boggling, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be mind-boggling. The power is going to flow so great. You ain't going to have to do too much efforts. Okay? You're going to, my God, you know, it's just sad when we don't fully read the scripture. Only thing we have to do, people, as Christians, read the book of Acts. And then look at us today and tell me you don't see a difference. Ain't no way in the world you could tell me, say, well, we look the same like they was in Acts. No, ain't no way you tell me that. If you tell me that, you didn't read the Bible. There was no way you read the Bible. And if you did read it, you ran through it fast. Ain't no way you really comprehend.
Amen.
You know, you can't, like I said, unless you are not paying attention to what you read and all that, just go through the book of Acts and make a give this kind of statement to say, well, it looked like we operate like they was in the book of Acts. There's no way. Any two times from the Bible, a man can stand up and his shadow, just his shadow now, and folks get healed, you know that's some power.
Amen.
We see in our shadow today, we run it. We run from our own shadow sometimes. I'm sorry, the thing that we're preaching and teaching, the rapture, that we could be gone any day now. I just want to tell y'all, I wish it was true. I really do, because it sounds so good, you know.
Be nice.
I mean, I could be sitting in the house just thinking, boy, you know what? I could walk right out the door. True. I can be gone. Oh, see you later, bills. No more bills. No more this and that. I wish it was true, but it ain't.
It ain't true.
It ain't. Because if God were to do that, he would be a biased God. He would be unjust. And people say, well, why do you say that? Because he didn't do it for the early church. Look at what the early church went through. Like I told y'all about a year or two ago on the broadcast, I encourage every believer to buy the book called Christian Martyrs of the World. I encourage you to buy that book and read it. Because it gives information, and you know, some, well, don't tell them that, that'll scare them. No, I'm not trying to scare you, but it's showing you reality. Amen.
Right.
It's showing you, man, when they got, listen, Lord Jesus, the only one I know that experiencing like the early church did is our brothers and sisters in the other countries right now. Here in America, we ain't seen nothing like that yet. We ain't seen it yet. I mean, when you were tortured, when you was killed for the faith, you were killed for the faith, okay?
Amen.
You weren't killed because of your gender or what color you were. You were killed because you said, Jesus is Lord and I believe in Christ.
That's right.
Sometimes they took you in the village, tied you to the pole, got that fire off some neighbor's house. That, you know, back then they didn't have the light bulbs like we do. They had the stuff that lit up the house with fire. And go get that fire off of there and light it up where you at. First, they talk to you. And the reason why they talk to you is because what's the number one thing Satan wants you to do? Renounce Jesus. And that's why they talk to you. You say, okay, okay, will you renounce him? You want to take back what you said? And you get up there and say, well, no, I don't want to take it back. I believe in Jesus. Then they burned you. They burned you
Amen.
Up. But you know what the beautiful thing about it? And some of y'all said, beautiful? Well, what's beautiful about that? Do you know that there were some people that got saved?
Yeah.
Because they saw the ones being burnt at the stake. They saw that they didn't relinquish from the faith. Some of the folk got saved just by seeing it. Like I tell you, many times we don't know how God could use us. Mm-hmm. You know, we say, Lord, use me any way you want to. And I don't think we be thinking sometimes when we say that, we think it's going to be use us in a bed of roses. We're going to go through the air flying. And everybody going to look at us and smile and say, there he goes. Oh, he's so delightful. I want to get saved. Thank you. It ain't going to be like that.
Amen.
Some people going to get saved because they're going to see your faith during the hard time. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to see your faith during the hard time. Okay?
Yeah.
When they look at you and say, man, I know he's going to give up now. And you stand up there and say, no, Jesus is Lord, and Jesus loves you. They're going to be looking at Fred. They're going to look at you and say, man, you crazy. Man, renounce him. I would not. Some of them folks going to get saved. I'm telling you.
That's
some
right.
going to get saved.
Yeah.
That's why God, you know, you don't go tell everybody your business, but understand this. There are going to be some things, I don't care what you do, you're not going to be able to hide it from people. Okay? There are going to be some troubles you're going to be facing. You ain't going to be able to hide it. Thing is, what you do while you in it, that's going to be the key, because that's where the people start looking at you and say, I'm going to see how he react to this. What are you going to do? Well, if the boat is about to sink and they're hollering and you're hollering, they look over at you and you hollering loud as deal, instead of praying, you over there hollering. They be like, man, why you ain't call on your God? You hollering like me. Well, they going to feel like we ain't got no hope. You know, because if this man a Christian, he in the boat up and he hollering like we is, that's it for us, you know. But, amen, I mean, I'm telling y'all, I mean, as
amen.
I get ready to let my brother offer a closing prayer, I want to say
amen.
To you all that, amen, the Lord, you know, as we've been doing this broadcast, and as we're coming closer and closer to getting to on the restoring, because like I keep telling y'all, that's when we get into the meat of the stuff now.
Amen.
And God is letting me see the importance of it. And once again, it is not something, and I say this to y'all, but it's not something that Satan wants us to speak on. I'm telling you now.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He don't want us to tell this. Anything that's going to bring a light to the division in the body, he don't want that told.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
He do not want that talked about, period.
Amen.
Okay? That's a no-no. He said, I want to still be able to whisper in their ears and keep them separated. I want to still be able to tell them, say, hey, you ain't like them, and you don't believe like them, and you shouldn't go that way they at. Okay? I want to keep on, but if you give them the light, no, he's not for that. So once again,
amen.
we embrace all of you all prayers for us. We thank God for you. We ask that you continue to pray for us, because like I said, we are on this journey. It's not an easy journey, but this is what I'm going to tell you about it. It's a profitable journey in Christ.
Amen.
And what I look for from the Lord is for our reward to be greater than what we're going to encounter. That's what
right.
I look for, okay? That's the main thing, okay? Are we going to have tests here and there? Most definitely. Like I said, this is something that Satan do not want us to talk about. Some things we got coming up, we're doing on the broadcast, and it's falling away and all that. I've been doing some research, coming across some stuff that I know he don't want to be reported on. But, hey, we got to get this word to y'all. So
yes,
I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, hold on to the word, okay? Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And receive these words in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, as we end, Lord Jesus, this talk, Lord Jesus, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your word, Lord Jesus, abide upon their hearts, upon their minds, upon their souls, upon their spirits, Lord God. All the listeners, Lord God, all the tuned in, Lord God, hallelujah, abide upon their minds, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, bring them, Lord God, hallelujah, ever closer to the spirit of truth, Lord Jesus. Lord God, to the receiving of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God. Lord Jesus, that they might receive the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you send out your Holy Ghost now, Lord God. Hallelujah to all the listeners now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, no matter how far they are, no matter where they are, send the Spirit to them,
Lord
God. Hallelujah, and bring them, Lord God, to repentance, brokenness, conviction, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Appear to them, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. If they are in Islam, Lord God, appear to them, Lord God. If they are, Lord God, a communist, appear to them, Lord Jesus. Lord God, if they are antichrist, appear to them, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and show them, Lord Jesus, that you are the Lord God, the Almighty, in Jesus Christ's name. Reveal yourself, Lord
Jesus.
Reveal your honor, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
and
Lord
God, continue to word our mouths, Lord God. Hallelujah. Continue to word our mouths that we might give the word, Lord Jesus, in due season. Lord God, meat in due season, milk in due season, thy word in due season. In Christ's name we pray, and we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Lord, say the same. Tomorrow night we'll be back with a 30-minute broadcast from 6 to 6:30. Look for the advertisement then, and after that, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be coming on from 7 to 8:30. So once again, we love you all. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless,
brother.
God bless you, brother.